الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله in Surah Al-Takasur, Allah سبحانه وتعالى said ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم, and on that day you will most certainly be questioned about the ni'mat of Allah سبحانه وتعالى, those things which you had been granted. In a hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the first thing that people will be questioned about on the day of judgment is about the ni'mat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the boon, the blessings that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala gave us and granted us. We also have the hadith of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam where he said that the first thing that will be taken, called to account on the day of judgment is salah. So my understanding of combining these things is that the salah is the greatest boon of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the greatest ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the reason why the first question is about salah. Did you fulfill this or not? Because that is the, it's a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now question is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will question us about his ni'mat. So what is this question and what is the answer? Now, my understanding of this, and may Allah make this correct, is that there are two factors to be kept in mind, two factors to be taken into account. One is to make shukr for the blessing. Whatever the blessing is, to actually thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us this specifically in Surah Ibrahim, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِسْتَعَزَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِنْ كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. Where Allah said that, make this announcement that whoever thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his bounties, Allah will increase those bounties for the person, and the one who is ungrateful, he should be afraid of the azab of Allah, which is inna azab Allahi shadid, that the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very severe. So therefore, the first and foremost thing is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the things that he has blessed us with. And in order to thank, it is essential to be conscious of these things. So what has Allah blessed us with? And this is for each one of us. There are some general blessings, of course. For example, Allah has blessed us with Iman, Allah has blessed us with His Ibadat, the permission to come into His presence, the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will listen to dua. All of these are things to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, because these are not things to be taken for granted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically told us, Udu'uni astajib lakum, ask me and I will give you. So therefore, to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings, it is essential to be conscious of these blessings. So we have the general blessings, then we have blessings in particular, specific to us. For each of us, Allah has given us special talents, Allah has given us special ni'mat, Allah has given us izzat, Allah has given us the love of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth of different kinds. There is wealth of material wealth, there is wealth of knowledge, and there is wealth of a big heart, which is the biggest of all wealth, of ghina, which is a matter of not the depth of pocket, but the depth of the heart. So therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed each of us in different ways, and first thing, first requirement for this accounting before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of his ni'mat is to be conscious of these ni'mat and to thank them for him. So be conscious and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the ni'mat. The second part of the accounting is with regard to what did you do with that, was that which was given to you. And we relate this also to the hadith related to the questions of the day of Hashr, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, what will you do with your time? What did you do with your time? What did you do with the knowledge that was given to you? What did you do with the wealth that was given to you? And so on, and your health and your youth. So all of these questions, I'm not going into the details of that hadith. We are all aware of this, just as a reminder. Therefore, the question of saying, what did I do with that? So first of all, be conscious, Ya Allah, you gave me health, and I am conscious of this health and I am thanking you for the health. And then the question to ask is, how did I spend this health? This strength of mine, energy of mine, whatever Allah has given, how was it spent? Was it spent in the obedience of Allah or was it spent in the disobedience of Allah? Because these are the two possibilities. You spend it in the obedience of Allah or in the disobedience of Allah. Now, in the question of disobedience of Allah also comes the issue of not using that talent at all. So, one is to use it for evil. But the other one is to allow it to go to waste. So, Allah has given knowledge, you have done nothing with it. Allah has given wealth, you are just sitting on it. You are doing nothing with it. You have not spent it for evil, which is alhamdulillah a good thing. But also you are not doing anything useful with it. You are not spending it for something good. And so on and so forth. So therefore, one is to thank Allah for the ni'mat. The second one is to ask yourself this question and ask myself this question and say, how am I using this ni'mat? Am I using it at all? Or am I wasting it? And the second one is, if I am using it, then am I using it to earn the blessing and the earn the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or am I using it in things which are useless? Now this also refers to using the wealth that Allah has given us in self-indulgence. Now not all self-indulgence is haram, if it's not a question of it being haram, but the question is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, khalaqal mawta wal hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala. We have created death and life so that we may test you to see which one of you will do the best of deeds. So one is self-indulgence, which is, as I said, it's not, can't say it is haram, it is not haram. But at the same time, that wealth could have been used for something much better. So did we do that? Or did we just use it in our own self-indulgence? So you buy something you like, or you go and spend money somewhere, on something, on a holiday or whatever, which you really did not need it. Alhamdulillah, it's not haram either, you used it. But at the same time, the same money could have been spent in something which would have earned you hasanat. So important also to remember that even if you are doing things, at least thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, at least do something. It's not just a matter of saying, I spent 10 bucks here, so I'm going to give 10 bucks in charity. That's not the issue. You may be giving much more. And charity in any case is not supposed to be publicized. So nobody is asking us to give an account. Allah knows what we are doing. But at the same time, very important for us to say that it's an individual decision for us to balance and say, what am I using for things which are for my own personal pleasure? What am I using for things which are some things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes? Because يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِندَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this, that the qard of hasana which you give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, loan, a good loan, Allah called it. How can we give Allah a loan? It's all the ni'mat and barakat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala where He is giving us izzah. And Allah said that you will find this with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a condition far better and far superior. So sometimes we buy things and so on as investments. The issue is, the same investment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will yield results in the akhirah in keeping with Allah's majesty and grace, and it will go with us. Whereas that investment in this dunya, at best it will remain in the dunya. It's not going to go anywhere. Money that you spent is not haram, but it was spent in a worldly investment which will be left behind to be divided amongst your heirs or whatever. That is if it is not stolen before that. But at the same time, what goes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what you send before you, again as an investment before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something which will get us the benefits in the akhirah, and that return is in keeping with Allah's majesty and grace and His generosity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to recognize investment opportunities and to take the best advantage of those opportunities. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with us and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.